CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the U.S. Capitol. President-elect Donald Trump's Inauguration Day has officially begun. The Trumps attended a service at St. John's Church. Trump wearing a dark suit and overcoat, Melania in a dark suit as well, and wide-brimmed hat. Now it's time for tea at the White House with the Bidens. Then it's off to the Capitol Rotunda for the swearing-in ceremony. People from all over the country came to the nation's capital to witness this piece of history. This woman brought her two kids from Muncie, Indiana.
This is a once-a-lifetime experience. They're never going to see this again. We have come here to experience it in person and be part of this crowd and the excitement.
The world is watching as well, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
In Paris,
j'attends, c'est surtout la réaction européenne.
This man said he would wait to see how Europe reacts to the Trump presidency. In China, many expressed concerns about a trade war. And in Mexico, along the border, migrant groups held signs reading, "We are not the enemy of the United States."
I'm Stacey Lynn at the Capitol. Now with more, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Mr. Trump is expected to issue a series of executive orders right after he takes office aimed at remaking immigration. CBS News has just learned he plans to declare a national emergency at the southern border and order U.S. military troops to patrol. We've also learned he wants to restart construction of a border wall and designate several drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. President Biden has used his last few hours in office to protect former public officials and some lawmakers under threat of prosecution by the Trump administration. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The president has pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The pardons follow a promise by incoming President Donald Trump to go after those he considers political enemies.
We're just getting reaction from Mr. Trump's incoming Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications. He says the Biden pardons will go down as the greatest attack on America's justice system in history. A bitter blast of cold has pushed the inauguration indoors for the first time in 40 years. Washington, D.C. is not the only place they're bundling up. Record cold is expected through Thursday across the country. Robert Lott manages a shelter in Jackson, Mississippi.
We'll be operational until the end of the cold weather. Daytime for them to come in during the day, stay warm, and then we'll have them coming in at night to stay at night.
Parts of the Northeast got more than a half a foot of snow last night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers on why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think we attacked much at all, honestly. We walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. and yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those 4 games in a row at home.
We just wanted to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won, but to come and take care of home court, the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, music to stay in with.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Mind.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
gonna take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the coroner's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Show, discussion about things going on, and there's some very interesting things going on at the Racine Public Library. Don Rosen, he is plugged in. WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast, and change the beauty of the melody, until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. And in the mood to dig a mambo. Too early for the Congo. So keep rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I have had girlfriends say no more times than this song from the Human Beings.
No, no.
It's a sign of weakness for a man to be.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Gee, what could possibly be going on today? We'll find out with this update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 1 degree.
Everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Yeah, only I would play a song called Summer Breeze when temperatures will be lucky to hit zero today. Yeah, well, I'm the king of convoluted thinking, that is. WRJN.
Purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start. Game up.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a help. good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
News, timeless hits, and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I got no kick against my.
And the eagle flies with the dove.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story at 12:05 today. We have a week of ice stories, appropriately. At 12:05, the story of an ice palace. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, 12:05 on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Ah! that forever.
Never seeing no one nice again like you, Mama. You, Mama.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. For charcoal grilling today in Pleasant Valley or Pleasant Prairie, one of the
other. Local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal. Rosie!
cripples. They only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away.